There's an old song that speaks about a young girl. And the verse goes, she's leaving home after living alone for so many years. In the prodigal of the parable, son, we have God speaking to us and giving us that beautiful phrase that we are all part of the human family. Teenagers like to separate themselves from their family, from the old folks, the old geezers, or even from brothers and sisters who don't understand them. They like to strike out on their own path, like that very famous phrase of Mark Twain when he was 13 years old, he thought his father was very dumb. But when he turned 20, he was amazed how much his father had learned in 7 years. That the way to salvation and peace in your own life is not to run away. You will never be fast enough to run away from yourself. And you may think, well, it's my family, it's my job, it's my friends, it's my enemies, it's this or that. But unless we, with God's help and the church's help and prayers, take care of our own life, we will find out that not too much stuff will give us happiness. We will be satisfied with simple distraction. Let me party and let me sing so I can forget about my life. But the gospel here of the prodigal son is that God says there were two brothers, and the only problem the two brothers really had is they never thought about each other. How many times in a family do the members of that family kneel down by themselves and pray for their mother, for their father, for their brother, or their sister? Does a year go by before anyone prays for the other? Simply to be aware that someone may need your help, or simply to ask a brother or a sister, how are you doing? It is very easy for pain to drive us apart, where everyone licks their own wounds like a poor dog and doesn't worry about the other person. What God teaches us during Lent, even when you are hurt and when things are missing in your life, it is the ultimate sign of love to turn to someone else in your family and say, how are you doing? How is your life? And even if your situation never gets taken care of to your satisfaction, you will become a better person because you have realized, I am not alone if I don't want to be alone. There is always someone around. There is always a family member I can think of. But I have met people who have lived in the same house and for years have never thought of one another. Let's not forget to take care of the people who are closest to us and think, how is their life going? Slava Iisusu Hristu.